This episode sponsored by anxiety. Try it. You'll hate it. Anxiety. Side effects may include.
This episode is totally going to be sponsored by anxiety now.
Totally.
Right off the bat.
Talk to your doctor to see if anxiety is right for you.
Well met, adventurers. My name is Lee.
I'm Joe, and welcome to Mage Productions.
I have absolutely nothing prepared for this, so.
Me neither.
All I have is my experience as a little warlock.
Gonna let the good times roll.
Yeah. All right. See what happens. Let's do this thing.
Screw it. We're doing it live.
Screw it. We're doing it live.
More or less.
We're doing it live. Recorded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're live right now.
We are going to record it live.
We're going, yes. Mm-hmm. In real time.
And then edit out all the stuff that doesn't make any sense.
We're going to edit it in real time, too.
Yeah.
Well, this is gold.
This is gold. Oh, and by the way, this week we're going to talk about warlocks just in time for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And
getting witchy with it.
What? I gotta go. It's been real, guys.
It's been real. And woo. Megan is back with us, Megan Lynn, for the win. Thank you for joining us for this special warlock episode where we have no idea what we're doing except for talking about warlocks and just how awesome they are.
Hey, I am so happy to be here talking about warlocks. So happy.
Yeah. So, warlocks.
Warlocks, right?
Joe plays a warlock.
I do.
I play two warlocks right now.
Two
warlocks.
This is my first warlock. I probably am not playing my warlock correctly at all, but.
Oh, you can't play a warlock wrong. Warlocks are magic. Well, I mean, they're literally magic, but they're like spiritually magic too.
Well, is it like spiritually magical or are they like contractually magical?
More contractually, from my experience.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
Sometimes.
What I love so much about warlocks, there are a million things I love about warlocks, but the biggest thing I love about warlocks is that, like, yes, they are bound by a pact to some entity giving them magic, but it is completely up to your interpretation what that means or how they feel about that or the situations that led to that particular pact being made. It doesn't necessarily, I feel like warlocks generally have gotten this like stereotype of it being like, oh, it's you sold your soul to a demon. And that's boring. I apologize to any Pact of the Fiend warlocks who may be out there. You are valid and very loved, but it's boring to just be a warlock who sold their soul to a demon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm inclined to agree.
That's my hot. There are sorry for that hot take.
There's so many flavors of warlock.
There are, there's so many.
Endless. Just oh shoot, what are they called? I want to say deities,
patrons?
But it's not necessarily
patrons.
Yes, patrons. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, everyone. just like an endless supply of patrons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And boom, it's just so much. It's just so much.
And Wizards has done some cool stuff with like supplemental stuff that's come out because you have like your classic Archfey, Fiend, Great Old One. Xanathar's came out and you got your Celestial. And what is the other ones?
Celestial. I don't know. I thought you guys knew this. I don't play a warlock. I just run games.
Why don't you play a warlock?
Because I like rangers.
Well, your choices are valid. Hexblade is the new one. Yes,
Hexblade.
Hexblade. Yeah.
Aren't you playing a Hexblade, Joe?
Yes, shut up.
Okay.
So really, the one who dropped the ball was Joe.
Shh. It's true, it's true.
There's so much potential even within those patrons themselves. So like I'm playing two different Celestial Warlocks, and the Warlocks' relationship with their patrons could not be more different. And it's the same patron. I've got one of my patrons who is hopeless. One of my Warlocks is hopelessly in love with her patron and just like dropped everything to follow her anywhere she wanted to go, and is just truly, madly, deeply in love, and is a Warlock for this demigoddess that she just loves very, very much. And they have an actual, like, pretty good relationship, which is kind of different as far as, like, what you think of from, like, a Warlock-patron relationship. But I've got an awesome DM that when I was like, hey, I want my Warlock to be in love with her patron, and he was like, yep, I can rock with that. And then I have a Celestial Warlock who, up until a few sessions ago, thought she was a cleric hearing the voice of her god talking to her.
Cool.
Nice. And then it turned out that she was not hearing the voice of god. She was hearing the voice of this evil angel that had been manipulating her entire life.
Yes.
That's great.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun, because I told my DM, like, hey, I want to play a Warlock who thinks she's a cleric. Can you go with that? And he's like, oh, I'll take it from here. Thank you. I love backstory. I love, like, digging in. And Warlocks are so appealing to me as a class because they have backstory built into them.
They really do. I feel like some of the most robust backstories that I've heard from people or experienced myself have more or less been Warlocks because of, you know, some situation had happened and then, you know, one thing led to another and I signed this document and
yada,
now we're
yada,
here.
Yada, Warlock.
And Joe, you play a Warlock.
That I do.
Tell me about your Warlock.
Yeah.
So he is a Shatterkai elf with the Pact of the Hexblade, and was not a Warlock until he was on like a... what the heck was it? His brother is like an artifact hunter, basically. And was out with his brother.
Indiana Jones?
Yeah. Yeah. More or less. Don't let him hear it. It'll go to his head.
It already has.
But he was out with his brother hunting for some artifacts, and his brother actually died. So basically he was like dragging his brother out of this cave and just calling out to the out there, and something answered, and he really doesn't know what it was, but now his brother's not dead and he has some magical powers.
Sounds like a win-win to me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So far.
So far, it's good.
It can't possibly backfire on you.
No, not
at all. The perpetual Warlock. Surely, yeah, everything will be fine.
Mm-hmm. Should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then in our group, we actually have two Hexblades.
We do.
In our group, we have Joe, and then Kyle also plays a Hexblade. He plays a Yonti, and like, oh, I'm forgetting his backstory entirely. But the gist of it was, is
blamed for something that happened.
Well, apparently they were like devoted to a god, and then this entity came to him pretty much being like, no, it's me. It's not that one. Like, I'm what's up.
Mm-hmm.
and like he devoted himself to her.
It's like you raised some valid points.
Right. Oh, see, this makes sense. Mm-hmm. And then like somebody got murdered for who knows what reason. Yeah. And now he's kind of on the run about it. But I like how like within our game, we have two Hexblades that are two totally different characters, of course, but like they play two totally like so different.
Mm-hmm.
And like the potentials to do all of these things within a single class is mm-hmm. absolutely bananas.
Not even just a single class, like the same pathway of a single class.
The same subclass. It's crazy.
Yeah, like in it all depends on how wild you want to get with it or your DM mm-hmm. or like it all comes down to like who, like what kind of character you want to play. Like I was like, I want to play a cinnamon bun, but I want to play a warlock. How can we make this happen? And you can mold the class to whatever you want based mm-hmm. on what kind of character you want to play, which is cool. Like you can play like the edgelord or you can play like a sweet little cinnamon bun. I played a warlock for a mini campaign, or maybe it was a one shot, but one of my first warlocks was this little girl who made a pact with the monster under her bed and nice. Was perpetually like looked like a 7-year-old, but she was like hundreds of years old because she like entered into this pact and would like
that's slightly that is creepy terrifying. And awesome all at the same time.
But absolutely like, amazing.
Yeah, like there's so much. If you can think, like I just think of it, it's like if you can think of anything that could grant power, you can create a warlock based on it. Like
yeah.
Like mm-hmm. period. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. any kind of magical otherworldly power source, like you can create a warlock.
Yeah. My favorite part of the warlocks is how much sense they make from the concept of a class that is able to produce magic and then continues to grow in magical power. That's something that I kind of like have a mental problem with some of the classes is that, well, now I'm level 4, so now I know this thing. Ta-da! Like with wizards, I can understand like you have your books and right. jazz and like, sure, whatever. And like, but with warlocks, like you have that potential and you are literally unlocking that mm-hmm. potential kind of the more you use it and the more
yeah.
you
yeah.
get in tune with it. And I love that concept.
Because the understanding is like you didn't have magic like and now you have magic. Mm-hmm. So it and seems it's a very natural progression like as an adventurer. To like the more you use it, the more you are able to tap into, or the more your patron gifts you with if you're showing potential. And there's a real narrative line about the whole class in general makes a lot of narrative sense in addition to making a lot of like good mechanical sense.
Mm-hmm. Completely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you can't want a lot of spell slots.
No, that is my one qualm with warlocks.
They do get access to the strongest cantrips in the game. So you do get kind of the trade-off there because you can get access to, as a warlock, both Eldritch Blast and Toll the Dead, which are the two strongest cantrips in the game.
Got them.
Oh, they are so
Toll
good.
Toll the Dead amazing.
Is nasty. It is.
I love
so
that.
Good.
Mm-hmm. It's so cool.
And then with the the Eldritch Invocations mm-hmm. that they can get, where like
you can get some really
beef
cool
up
invocations.
Eldritch Blast, get yep. more blast, add on modifiers to mm-hmm. it. Like
you can just shoot forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the invocations give you some cool stuff. Like one of my warlocks can cast Disguise Self at will. Which has come in handy, I don't know, roughly mm-hmm. 1,000,004 times.
Yeah, like, that's Hesutali has that one too, which is our other warlock in our game. But speaking of which, for those that, you know, may not know what the heck we're talking about with like these, they have no spell slots and these invocations, like what from a technical standpoint, Like, explain the warlock.
The warlock.
The warlock.
Webster's Dictionary defines warlock.
You know this, don't you? I wouldn't put past you.
Yeah.
But the warlock, the long and short of the warlock as a mechanical class is warlocks, you have two spell slots to start. You get a third at level 11. You get a fourth at, I believe, level 16 off the top of my head. But what is cool, unique, different, and kind of makes it worthwhile that you do only have two spell slots. So you do get your spells back at a short rest instead of a long rest. It's the only casting class that does that, which is pretty cool. And also you don't have spell levels as a warlock. Automatically your spells will cast at the highest level that you are able to cast at. Which means that a lot of spells, especially what comes to mind are Witch Bolt and Hellish Rebuke, are nasty once you get up to fourth, fifth level ability to cast.
Yes, they are.
You're casting a Witch Bolt with like 8d12s. Like it's...
Yeah, it's gnarly. Nuts. Mm-hmm. And having two warlocks in a party.
Yeah. Like
both running these crazy ass spells.
Yes.
Whew.
Yeah, and then in addition to those, you get access to what are called Eldritch Invocations. There's a ton of them in the Player's Handbook. There's a bunch of new ones in Xanathar's as well that just give you little bonuses. You start off with three of them. You get them every three or four levels. You get access to another one. And they're things that let you cast certain spells at will, like Disguise Self or Comprehend Languages. They can beef up other spells, like letting you add your modifier to Eldritch Blast, or letting you shoot further, or letting you push things back.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of modifiers for the Eldritch Blast. Eldritch Blast, as anyone knows, and as the internet loves to mercilessly mock warlocks for, is kind of the bread and butter of the warlock. I think they're just jealous because it's the only class that can cast Eldritch Blast, and it's the best cantrip in the game, so everyone just gets bitter.
They are, it's true.
I mean, how it's are true. You going to beat two blasts at a d10 each, especially if you take the invocation and can add your modifiers to it?
Agonizing like, Blast, right?
Yeah, Agonizing Blast. Mm-hmm. And adding if you had charisma. Access to the best cantrip in the game, why wouldn't you just use it all the time when you only have two spell slots?
And when you can bump that range out to like, was it 300 feet or something like that?
So it starts at 120, and then you can get it out to 300.
I'm going to stand a football field away from you and just shoot 2d10 at you.
You don't even need to see them. It's just within range. You can be like in a cave.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
And the other really cool thing about Eldritch Blast, because obviously, as a perpetual warlock, I love Eldritch Blast. It does force damage, and nothing is immune to force damage. So you're not going to hit something with an Eldritch Blast and have your DM go, well, actually, they're resistant to that damage, so it only does half. That doesn't exist. There's nothing immune to it. You're just going to shoot forever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful.
It is.
It is. It is. It's really cool. And why would you not use that forever?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's because they can't think of anything else to say that's bad about the warlock class, so they just need to come up with something.
Haters gotta hate.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I'm only like the teeniest bit biased.
Yeah.
Just a smidgen.
That's okay. I understand. I love bards, so.
Bards are very cool.
Up until recently, when my warlock happened to pick up one really awesome item, there really was no, like, I would sit there and be like, what do I want to do? All right, well, I've already used one spell slot, so I'm just going to Eldritch Blast, Eldritch Blast, mm-hmm. Eldritch Blast, Eldritch Blast. And then,
you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, not
fighters
at all.
Fighters just going to use their sword all the time.
Yeah, right?
So.
And then now I've got this item that, what is it? The Lordly Rod of Might or something like that.
Yeah.
That I can like make a flame tongue sword and then cast my cantrip Green Flame Blade on and then make that like super baller for a fight. So like if I'm up close, I'm like, yeah, I'm totally going to do that. But if I'm not like right up on you, it, you're just going to get blasted at this point.
And there are ways to get around. Like one of my favorite magic items is the Rod of the Pact Keeper, which gives you an additional spell slot. And then if you, it has like an awakened feature, I think is what it's called, that you can get an additional spell slot. That is a warlock specific magic item.
Cool.
Which can help. So if you've got like a really cool DM like mine and gives you a Rod of the Pact Keeper. Thanks, Brad. You can do a little bit more with stuff.
And,
but I'll tell you what. Hint. Starting
nudge hint.
Starting hint. Yes, all DMs. DMs, give your warlocks Pact of the Rod Keepers if you want them to love you forever.
Noted.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, so warlock was my first caster class that I ever played, and it has affected me in like a good, or maybe I think it's a good way for playing other casters, is I am much more guarded about my spell slot usage. So like playing as other classes, like everyone would be like, oh, we can't do this, I'm out of spells. I'm like, oh, I still have like all of mine because I've been popping off cantrips thinking I've got warlock spell slots when I have like 14 spell slots.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that does make a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's casting Cure Wounds as a warlock is also pretty dope. You can only do it twice, but you can do it now.
Because you have that level.
Because Celestial Warlocks have access to it. So I think right now my Cure Wounds is 5d8.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Wow. Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, it's very good.
That's awesome.
I really like that the no levels portion of the warlock, because it makes decisions easier for one. You're like, man, do I want to do this at a first level or second level? You just do.
Just
and then
off.
You just get awesomeness.
Yeah, you just gonna go ahead and let that pop off.
Mm-hmm.
No worries.
Yeah, you know, that's a really good point too, because like kind of like I said, I play bards a lot, and they've got and crazy extensive access to some spells.
Oh, yeah.
But it's always like, do I want to do this at fifth level? Because I have these other fifth level spells that would be really cool, and I only have like so many spell slots of that.
I might need to scry later.
I don't know. I might need to polymorph that thing or myself, because dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Because dinosaurs. Correct.
Valid.
But yeah, at a warlock, you don't have to worry about that. You're just like, well, you know.
I'm going to do it, and it's going to be as powerful as it can be.
I will also say, warlock multi-classes, although mechanically a little difficult because of the way the spellcasting works, but bard locks especially.
Oh my.
Are choice. We did, my home group likes to do like just stupid holiday themed one shots, and we did a Christmas one where we all played elves, and I played a Christmas caroler bard lock that was a warlock of Santa.
Yes.
That she entered into a pact to be the best Christmas caroler.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very fun bard, like mechanically. And then like I also like to think of, they're like, oh, what if you took this thing out of pop culture and made it something? And then I think of like Devil Went Down to Georgia, like stuff like that. Like what if that guy was a warlock? Like a bard lock?
Mm-hmm. What if that guy?
What if that guy?
That guy right there.
That guy was sitting on that hickory stump, you know. But I've played a bard lock. I've played a rogue lock, which was also really cool.
See, I've actually been thinking, well, for the last few levels was potentially thinking about going with a roguelock for mine.
Roguelocks.
And had not decided, but I'm really interested in the bardlock now.
And Well, and then depending on which way you go, it can be really narratively cool. Like if you go, if you do Warlock second, that gives you a lot of really cool narrative openings for like how this came about and how it affects your character versus like starting as a Warlock and then taking levels of other things.
And then planning for that within like the campaign with your game master.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's super cool. Like setting up these.
Hey, in a couple levels, like I'm going to want to start going Warlock. Can you start like setting me up for it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is really fun.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Our other Warlock just took a level of Sorcerer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting twist to it. Yeah. Yeah, it's only been like one game that we've had so far, so.
I find that dynamic very interesting. My very first Warlock, I love her so much. I have a tattoo on my back for her, actually, because I loved her so much.
That's awesome.
I played with one of my best friends, and I played siblings, and his character was a sorcerer, and my character was born without magic. And wanted to get magic because her brother had magic.
Mm-hmm.
And Warlock.
Yes.
and Warlock.
One thing led to another and Warlock.
Like you do.
Yada, 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 Warlock. So that was a super interesting dynamic to play as well with like sorcerers being like, we're born with magic.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about those dynamics.
It is. It's really cool. I'm thinking about that rogue lock now, especially with that item that you have, that rod.
Mm-hmm. See, I thought it'd be really cool of my character being the Shatterkai, and it's already like shadowy, whatever. Yeah. Like I can step into the shadows and teleport.
Oh, just, hell yeah.
Like I'm gone by.
Yeah, pretty much.
So like that as a rogue with the abilities as a Warlock, like,
we're all in on this.
I've really thought about if we could stop in some place for an extended period of time, like him either joining a rogue guild or finding a way to start one accidentally.
Just start scribbling in thieves' camp places.
I accidentally started
this.
It's not a cult.
One day I started doing this thing, and now it's actually like a thing. So
yeah, just go make more. Just go find more people to be Warlocks. Your patron will love that.
Mm.
I assume.
Oh yeah.
Oh god, I also.
I don't know. I don't even know who my patron is.
Well, there's.
Oh yeah. They'll love that. Just saying.
Which one of the very first thing I ever DM'd, I did a one shot of all Warlocks. It was Warlocks, one of each kind, Blade Chain tome. And they didn't know, they all had the same patron and didn't know that the other existed. So it was just.
That's cool.
And the patron was like, I need you all to work together to do this. And they were like, I thought I was your Warlock.
Like, wait a minute.
Spider-Man gif.
Yeah. So like, makes me think of Brimstone Angels. Such a good book. Such a good book. Yeah.
So, yeah. Warlocks are so fun. Warlocks. I feel like there's so much potential there that like a lot of the classes don't have, at least from a narrative standpoint. It has so much, like it might not be one of the mechanically strongest classes, but I think as far as like what you want to get out of it, if you want like a rich three-dimensional realized character, like it's hard to not make a Warlock that has that kind of backstory just from the jump, because part of character creation is backstory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think so too. I love it. Any final words for warlocks and how much amazingness it is that a warlock is?
I can plug, because this is what I do. So if you're like, yes, I've wanted to play a warlock, but I don't really like the mechanics of warlocks, they're just underpowered, XYZ. Some friends of mine did a class refresh on the warlock that is incredible. It keeps like all of the flavor of the warlock, but makes them a little more mechanically realized. And I can link it to y'all. It's very, very good. So if you've got a DM that's open to like some homebrew stuff, but you still want to try a warlock, it might be something for you.
Yeah,
that's a good time. For me, I'm willing to sacrifice mechanics and on the pyre of a good backstory.
Yeah, that's fair.
But if you are a mechanical minded D&D player, this might be your cup of tea if you wanted to try warlocks. And also, warlocks are just super fun. I wrote for fun in a warlock patron that's essentially Red Bull. because that is my Megan the Human's warlock patron. That was published in, I want to say, the August issue of RPG Kitchen, which is a really cool, like a game TTRPG writers like showcase that also goes to benefit the hungry and feed people with cool gaming stuff. So I had a lot of fun writing the energy being patron, which just gives you, as you could imagine, a lot of energy and a lot of energy based and speed based abilities.
I like that.
Which is a lot of fun. I will find that as well.
I like that. Yes, please.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So warlocks are super fun. Play warlocks. Play warlocks. I'm so hyped on warlocks. I'm probably going to go on Twitter right now and just tell me about your warlocks so that I can hear about people's warlocks. They're very good.
They are very good. How about you, Joe?
Just play a warlock.
Yes.
Wise words.
Like, words we can all get behind.
Prior to this warlock, like, I was all about the hit things type of D&D character. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm going to try a caster. And warlocks are so versatile. Like, my character start out as a hit things warlock. And, I mean, I was able to do that as I got the hang of being a caster, and now he doesn't hit things as much. So do
it's
it.
True.
Because you can, it's almost like the do it all type of character for D&D.
It is.
So
it is.
They're very, very, very versatile.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can be a melee stabby stab warlock, or you can be a football field away Eldritch Blast warlock. You don't have to be your traditional caster if you still want to play a melee character.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Don't be intimidated by them, because the lack of spell slots and levels of spells makes it super easy.
Yep. You can get by just fine with invocations and cantrips.
Yep.
Also, having a patron is pretty nice.
Also, having a patron is, well, depends on who your patron
maybe.
Is.
Maybe.
It could be pretty nice for your DM.
It'll be pretty nice for someone.
It's great for
somebody
me.
Somebody will enjoy having you having a patron. Hopefully it's you, but you know what? You can be in love with your patron if you want to be, or you can be afraid of your patron if you want to be.
You decide. Or you can stay young forever.
Check so under your creepy. Beds, kids. There might be someone there to give you magic.
Make a pact.
Oh, jeez.
Make a pact.
I'm Megan, and I approve this message.
Oh, I like that. And thank you for joining us, Megan, to talk about warlocks and all of their wonderful glory. If people want to find you and talk to you warlock. More about warlocks,
yeah, where can we find you? You can find me on Twitter at MeganLynnFTW, where I talk a whole lot about warlocks. I cannot understate how frequently I talk about warlocks. I love them very much. You can come and find me and just tweet at me and say, hey, can we talk about warlocks? And you will regret asking me to do that, just like I'm sure these two fellows do as well.
I have no regrets.
Not at all.
None at all.
So you can also find me on Encounter Roleplay on their Ravnica stream, where I play my warlock who up until recently thought she was a cleric. She's going through some stuff, y'all, and it's been a complete joy to play her. That's Mondays at 6 Eastern. You can find me on twitch.tv/go_JG every other Saturday playing Spire. And you can find some cool games that I wrote on itch.io/MeganLynn for the win. And that's me.
Awesome. That was cool. Mm-hmm. I like warlocks. Yeah. Warlocks are fun.
They are.
Warlocks.
Yeah, they're cool. It's cool. It's like a Halloween-y episode-ish, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
Hello, yeah. Warlocks.
Yeah, okay. If you would like to interact with us, you can find us on Twitter at @mage_podcast, or check out our website, mageproductions.com.
Or if you just want to tell other people how much you love the show and that they should listen, you can leave us a 5-star review, go and review us wherever you get your podcast from. We really love to see those and read what you think.
And we would like to give a huge shout out to our partners and sponsors. First off, Hit Dice. Check them out at hitdicepod.com and on Twitter at hitdicepod. And of course, last but not least, sonerdwear.com, a place to find fun clothing and accessories tailored for tabletop geeks and nerds everywhere. They're also on Twitter at sonerdwear. So you can go to sonerdwear.com and search for Mage Productions to find all of our cool swag. And then once you find everything, you can use code MAGE to get 10% off your entire order.